Blog Talk Radio. sure which one I am, dead or alive, but I love both of them. Hi, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm Bonnie Albers. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie. Of course, you're going to go into your big intro, and then you're going to tell us what card you pulled, right?
Absolutely. You know, you must be psychic.
I want to be on your show.
You're always on my show because I wouldn't have it any other way. So I've got to tell everybody who we are first before I tell you what card I picked today because I'm so excited. I hear you've already told everybody I'm on a roll with tarot cards, and I am, girlfriend, because they're your cards. I mean, you rock them better than anybody I know, and so I started picking them up. I don't rock them like you, but I roll them like you, so how about that? But
yeah, I even got your daughter doing them, too. That, like, is so cool.
I know. I just handed her some angel cards. We'll see what happens. But everybody, you're listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm going to just introduce you because I was told yesterday by a very, very great psychic that Susan and I do not promote ourselves enough. So here we go. I'm Bonnie Albers on air. My name is Bonnie Albers, if you don't know who I am. I'm an RN. I'm an LNC, I'm a CLIOC, which is a life coach and a counselor, and I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and sexual issues, of which I always counsel Susan. No, I'm kidding.
What, the lack thereof?
Well, honey, you know, I'm only 16. I don't got to worry about that, but I know after 40, you do got to worry about it. No, I'm only kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do want everybody to know that my favorite thing that I am, and I just got sparkle cards made it with it, is that I am a psychic spirit medium. And that is what I rock and roll every minute, every second of my life. I love being in the ethers with the dead, and Susan loves pulling my foot back down onto the earth plane. So
somebody's got to do it.
And I can't think of a cuter person to do it and one that's pretty balanced because she's a Libra. But anyway, let me just tell you how to get a hold of me. I am on Facebook. You can reach me at Bonnie Mosenter Albers on Facebook. Just like me or actually friend me, and you can get a list of all our shows, though I am remiss this summer to put them up. So please forgive me, whoever's on my show, and I want to thank you now if you've been on my show. It's a really wild summer for both Susan and I, and I'm trying to keep up with all of my niceties, and I really want to. So if I have been remiss, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for calling. We love our chatters. We love our callers and listeners. I used to put it on Facebook, and I'll get back to it after the summer. But summer hours, you know, I keep saying, are crazy. Anyway, you can reach me, too, at balbers714@aol.com. Drop me a line. If you want a reading, you can email me. I'll tell you, you know, what I do, and I'll tell you what my prices are. I think it's on my website, which is bonniealbers.com. There's also a website called Bonnie/Albers. Well, it's Bonnie-Albers-on-air. I don't know what they put. And you can see, you know, my price list, and if you would like a reading, you can. But my girlfriend, Susan, it's easier to reach her, and it's easier to get to her because her website is rocking, and I'm telling you her readings are rocking too because, you know, I have readings by Susan. So if you do want a reading, she doesn't brag enough, and maybe that's what it was, but she does Akashic Records. She wrote a book that I channeled. Oh, my gosh, if I got to channel another book, I love it. We're thinking about it. But she also does tarot, which I love, and she does a spread that you can't even imagine. I only wish you could, you know, if you Skype and you do a spread with her, you're going to see what I mean. Anyway, Susan, I'll let you tell everybody, and then I can butt in. So here is Susan.
Oh, Bonnie, you do such, you know, I think I'm going to hire you as my PR. You do such a good job at promoting you and then also me too. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you are like the best radio co-host anyone could have. So I just wanted to tell you that.
But I got to tell you, that's because I have real trouble lying, so I only blurt out the truth. So everybody, what I'm saying about Susan, I can't even gush enough. The first time I met her, I had a two-hour reading. I didn't even know I was going to have a reading. But and
yes,
I remember,
and yes, folks, I did survive it. Yes,
well,
I
listen,
did.
Not by much. Not by much. You know what she said to me after the first hour? She goes, and she didn't know me at the time, and she looked at me and said, I've got to tell you, if you're my next client, I need 10 minutes. Your energy, I just need 10 minutes. Is that okay? And I said, sure. And we've been with each other ever since. So I can't tell you how I trust Susan. She's fabulous. Besides that, she's an author of the book that I channeled, and it is a book,
yes,
to me, a life changer, a game changer, and it's so reasonably priced. You can't even... you would read it more than once, and believe me, it's not just about you. It's about your friends and your family. It's what we call soul windows, and Susan uses them all the time. Now she's got me using them. And I actually did use it in my private practice when I did a lecture in Vegas. It bridges the gap between the physical world and the spirit world, which I love.
Woo.
Woo. Well, go ahead, Susan. Go for it, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Well, listen, back at you, you know, I mean, I just think you're awesome, and you just, like, amaze me with your gifts of spirit, I mean, and in messages. And also, of course, it's like if I have something going on that I'm going, what? You're the first person that I contact and say, look, I need a little guidance here and I need a little help. And I have to say, in all honesty, so far, any advice and any information that you give, you have been spot on. And I am not an easy person to read.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that from you. That is so, I mean, such a compliment. I am humbled. But I do have to tell you, you do try to tell me, or spirit actually, all the time that, you know, you're so cute. And I've got to tell you that because I appreciate it. The only thing I can say, because I want to make a joke, because I get, you know, because when people give me compliments, that's what I want to do. I really need to bow, curtsy, and thank you. But I do thank you, because from you to me, that is the biggest compliment I could ever have. So, all right, now that we've talked about that, go ahead and tell people.
Now that we've just pinched each other's cheeks and patted each other's on in the back, it's like, okay, now I'll go tell everybody how they can contact me. Well,
yes.
I want to say hello to all our listening audience first, and to everyone in chat. I just got kicked off a chat, so I have to get back in so that I can engage. But I am Susan Z. Rich, Bonnie's cohort in Metaphysical Fun and Crime.
Yeah.
And we both do a little bit of both of them. I have 18 years experience as a clairaudient, empathic, clairvoyant, and I'm also a life coach as Bonnie, holistic therapist, an emotional addiction counselor, Reiki master, and energetic seer. I am the author of the book that Bonnie so beautifully described, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is available on Amazon.com. And she does such a much better job explaining why the book is so useful than I do, but trust me, it will explain why you are going through what you are going through in your life and why you wrote it that way. You can reach me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. Or my email, szrich@aol.com. You can schedule tarot readings with me, or Akashic soul readings with me, for love life, work, career, general, for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. And there you go.
Well, sweetheart, I am telling you, if anybody needs Susan, sign up. She's great. That's all the only words I can say, G-R-E-A-T. But I do have to tell you, I love what you do. I also want you to go to Susan's website, because she always forgets this. but she does have she has a foot bath that's a detox foot bath. She has children's books that I did not channel for her. She's got a whole lot of stuff on that website, so take a look at it because she's an amazing lady. So now that
thank
I said
you.
That,
yeah.
But I've got to tell you, everyone, and I'm so excited, okay? Before the show, I decided that from now on, I'm going to pick a card. I do ask for certain things, and Spirit tells me which card to pull. So they told me to pull number 10. And number 10 today, guys, this is for our show, is the Wheel of Fortune. So everybody listening, in the chat room, this is your card for the day because I ask it to be not only for me, but the message go clear for the people who are on the show. And I just want to tell you what the Wheel of Fortune says. It's good luck, advancement, opportunity, important developments, improvements, rapid change, this upside of a cycle, fate, destiny, progress, new doors opening, the ups and downs of fortune. By the Tao, a fortunate turn of events, a lucky break, the end of one phase and the start of a new one, improving circumstances. And so I want everybody to resonate with that card because it's a fabulous card. It's of the Major Arcana, and we're going to talk a little bit about maybe the Major Arcana just for a couple minutes today. I am so excited.
Yes, and we're only a few days out from New Moon, which is always about prosperity and creating new energies to grow and build in prosperity.
I love that. And you know what? That this card is so interesting because one of our guests, she's in chat. I don't know if she's in chat today, but she comes in chat. She's called our show. We gave her a reading and said she was going to rock this job. She got it last night. So she's an angel reader. She got the job of her dreams, and I'm really
excited. Oh, my God! Yeah, you didn't tell me that!
Yeah, I just read it this morning, and oh, you know what? We talk 500 times a day, and I just guess I forget things. But anyway, she got the job, and she rocked what she wanted, and we're excited. She's excited, and this card is just, I hope she's in chat today. So I do. I'm so happy, Gay. We send our love and our and light out to you, and we're really happy that you got it. Of course, we already knew you got it, and you did too. But you know what? We love that. So Susan, you want to start? You know what? I was thinking about doing Tarot, and I feel like they're telling me that we need to start with the Major Arcana cards. So I know a lot of us and our callers already know about Tarot, and the deck I use is the same deck you use. And I know you look at pictures first, so we won't do it today because you have to go get your deck. But I think what we're going to do is do this, like go through the Major. They're telling me that we need to go through and start talking about the Major Arcana cards. So we could just generally talk about it. Because you're a Tarot reader, what do you think about the Tarot?
Well, you know, it's always interesting because I didn't use it tarot for a long time when I was doing my readings. I basically channeled the information and I would see visions and hear and get information, and then it was basically as it was meant. I was given, you know, like, hey, you know, you really need to use Tri-Tarot. It's fun, you know, it's a guide, it's visual, and when I really started using it is when I started working at Casadega, because when people are sitting in front of you getting a reading, having something visual to look at is very important, and especially with spiral tarot, as you know, they're so beautiful, and they're very easy to explain in terms of, like, you know, you flip the card to them, and it's like it shows them exactly the emotion of what the card represents. And the Major Arcana cards are the pivotal cards of what sets a tone for the emotion of that reading and the choices that they make. So, and what I find is that what will happen is that I'll lay the cards out and I won't even look at them. And I'll start talking and giving information and then I look at the cards and I'll go, wow. I mean, you know, the cards have just confirmed everything that I have said to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember.
And then sometimes it's the other way around. You know, I'll lay the cards down. I'll start looking, you know, I said, well, here's what the cards are showing here. And then all of a sudden the information just starts pouring out that matches the cards exactly. I mean, it's really, really cool. And how many times have readers out there and mediums have been asked by people who are either are new to tarot readings and they go, how do the cards work? I mean, how can you like just lay a few cards down and those cards represent me? I mean, you could pull any cards out of the deck. I mean, how come those cards say what they say? And, you know, your only answer can be is because spirit works for you and the energy of the cards, and you can have them cut them. You can cut them. You can, flip them over. You can do the spread, have them pick out the cards themselves. You can, just pull them off the top of the deck, and whatever cards that come down, they always fit the occasion, always.
Absolutely. And you want to hear something? And then I'm going to take some callers because remember we have summer hours, but I've got to tell you that, and then we're going to go through a couple of the cards next week, but, and you know, the Wheel of Fortune, both of us squealed. Yesterday was the One of Swords or the Ace of Swords, and today is the Wheel of Fortune. So I would believe we're getting messages, you know, so, even for this show, but I've got to tell you that when I'll never forget, it was just about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, Susan, she did my birthday tarot, and the first two cards were so awful that I saw her face, and then she started laying them and laying them and laying them and laying them, and they absolutely told the story of what happened to me in the last 2 weeks. So the good news is the outcome was getting better, and I love that, and it's just a tool and a guide, but you've got to see it because we all lay cards different. This is kind of what I wanted to tell everybody. Everybody lays cards different. I lay three cards. I can't take it. She lays everything. I have to lay like past, present, future, and then maybe an outcome card. I'm telling you, if it goes over four, my ADD kicks in, and I'm like, what? So my good thing is I can lay one, but Susan lays 20 million of them, so it's really cool to watch her. But anyway, I'm going to take the first caller if that's okay. I know this discussion could keep going, and I love it. And we're going to
We've only got, 78 or 70, I can't remember how many, 78 cards to go through the whole tarot deck. And it's like, that would like take us, to tomorrow?
Well, you know what? I just might hold you to that. All right, 786, you are on with Body and Susan. 786, you are on. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Who are we speaking to? Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is it Samantha?
Yes.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi. I just would like to say thank you for picking up my call, and you guys definitely need your own hour-long TV show. You really do.
She
obviously is psychic and knows and understands what we want. So, I mean, Samantha, that would be just so fabulous because
that's what we're together.
Yeah, you would die laughing or live laughing, one or the other. If it's up to me, it'd be both.
Enjoy laughing. I tell you, I can't get her out of that spirit realm. And she, you're going to just die when you hear this.
Samantha, what she says is this. Bonnie, no, don't say that. I don't want that. And I'm like, okay, live. So you're living to know. But I always do it. We're kind of like, you know, the Ethel and Lucy of the metaphysical world, even though we are much more like Madonna and what's the one I always say you don't like? Well, not that you don't like her. You think
Lady
she,
Gaga.
Lady Gaga, because she throws up.
Yeah, ever when she went into vomit performance art, that was it for me. I mean, the meat suit was bad enough, but the vomit performance art, I think you got to change your idol.
Well, you know what, Samantha? It doesn't matter to me. I can look the vomit over, but oh, my God, when she rocks Versace, I'm her. Okay, so how can we help you today?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I was definitely getting a Lucy and Ethel vibe from both of you, but both of you seem to be like Lucy. No one really like Ethel.
Oh, do you know what? Susan says that, and you know what? You're her best friend because we fought over who was Lucy and who was Ethel. And see,
yeah, we did. We can't figure it out. So, but, you know, she has her Lucy moments. I have my Lucy moments. But most of the time, if we're going to go ditzy, I'm a redhead. She's a blonde. So it's like when you ditzy blonde, you know, it's like we have our moments. But most of the time, I would say she's Lucy in it. And I just try to keep her grounded. But I do have my Lucy moments.
Samantha, what gifts do you have, girlfriend?
Well, I guess I'm a little intuitive. I have my Lucy in at the moment. Sometimes a little bit of both in one time. It's weird.
Well, yeah, you are intuitive. And you do have...
I was going to say, let's take that word little and go and raise the bar just a hair on that. Yeah.
And do you want to hear something, Samantha? And I know I haven't even asked you what question you're going to ask, but you need to do some studying. You need to look further. I see a book in front of you. And so I would believe that either it's going to be a book of magic.
Learn the tarot. That's what I just heard. Learn the tarot. Do you use tarot cards?
I don't. I actually bought a book by Cindy Dale, the Intuition Guidebook. And I actually was planning on buying tarot cards to help, like, further or enhance my intuitive abilities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
That's what I heard. Learn the tarot. Yeah, and you have to use the book for a while. So, I mean, it's always, you know, say, oh, well, I can read them instinctively. But, to learn, like, all the major arcanas and what everything means, it's like you do need the book for a while. But then after a while, it's just, you just run with it. And it's just instinct.
Yeah, you have a deep inner faith, and I don't mean religion, but you have a deep inner faith. You do, I feel it, it's like goes like a vortex. So I see a big, like, do you know what a vortex looks like? It's kind of open at the top, it's where you put your head, and then it's kind of like it's almost like I see what are they called with a funnel? Okay, so you go pretty deep, and you keep it.
Kind of like your mind, Bonnie.
Oh, absolutely, honey. I think very deep.
Deep vortex?
Yes, no hole in my vortex. But, you know, I do see, Samantha, that you've got a deep, it's like a funnel, and you keep it inside. Nobody really knows a lot about what you're into. Nobody, I mean, except you. I feel like you keep that to yourself, although people, you could give them glimpses of it. But I got to tell you something. You are going to go deeper with this. Again, I think I don't know if I told you, but I see crystal books sitting right in front of you, which I don't resonate with, but I love crystals. I've got them sitting in front of me. But I see Judy Hall's crystal book. So you need to look into that crystal book because you need some crystals, you know, while you're doing this. So I don't, you know, if you want to pick a protection crystal or you want to pick a celadine crystal that opens your third eye, but there's going to be crystals involved with whatever you do. So look for
I used to use crystals all the time, and I wish I could just off the top of my head tell you what crystal is to use for that, but I don't remember. But do a little research online, and they call it the third eye crystal, and find out what that is. If anybody in chat knows what it is. but it's definitely, I know it has a point on it. And
It's called selenine or S-E-L-E-N-E, selenine or something. It has a point. It's all clear. It's like, it would look like a wand, actually, but it's thick. You know, you can get them in any size. But, yeah, see, I told her, Susan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, while we're doing, go ahead. Knock them out, honey.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I also see, they're showing me like a, and again, I don't know the name of it because I don't have my crystal book here, but it's, it kind of looks like a green, white crystal. So it's not see-through green, like a peridot, but it's a pretty green with white in it. So take a look. You can look in a crystal book. You can go to a crystal store and they'll tell you what it is. It'll help you open up your third eye more. Not that you need it opened up. You need to come to grips with it. That's what you need. And your books, I see you opening that book and I see you reading. So, and I feel like there's some part of you that's going to do some craft. And I don't know if you know what I mean. So, and I don't know if that's something that's in the family heirloom. I mean, I feel like it's a family, you don't know about this too much, but it's kind of a family hand down through other generations. But there's some, you know, cool, we call it Gaia, you know, like white witchcraft where you revere the earth and all that things. I can see that in your lineage. So, you know, you can look that up.
Oh, I definitely will, and you're still right. I am trying to tap in and get better acquainted with that side of me and
yeah.
Go deeper into that.
Yeah, don't be afraid because you're ready. I mean, it's like, and what I'm hearing is that you've got a really, really powerful teacher, an ascended master around you that if you start – like going too fast, too quick, that you know will make you feel kind of emotionally unstable. You'll be stopped. It's the energy now in terms of light workers is so much different when it was like 20 some years ago when I started opening up to my spiritual energy. I mean, we were like, try this, try that, open that, do this. Well, you know, like, yeah. And a lot of us went like overboard that we, you know, we felt like, oh my God, I feel like I'm losing my mind. It's just all, what's happening to me? And they won't let you do that anymore. The energy on earth right now is very high, finely tuned, very high vibrational, and they won't let light workers just, you know, go over the top. So don't be afraid to experiment because if you get into something that it's like pushing you too fast, too quick, that ascended master will keep you in check.
Yeah. Do you have, I had spirit here for you. I don't really believe you know the spirit, but I don't know. It's a female. And I feel like it's on your mother's side.
Yes, I think it's my grandmother.
Yeah. And she's handing me, she's saying lineage, meaning that this is your birthright. This is something that's your birthright. And because you're in the Aquarius age, it comes out because everybody's watching these things on TV, so you won't have so much trouble, you know, with anybody while you're doing this. But she's handing me a card, so you need to go read what this card is because I'm too ADD to tell you. But she's handing me the card, One of Pentacles. She's handing the pentacle to me, and she's surrounding herself like she's in the card, and she's handing you the One of Pentacles. She's handing you a pentacle. So you need to look up what that meaning is. I don't know whether she had money, she left you money, or you're going to have money, or you're going to make money from this. I don't know because it's your sign, but it's really interesting. I've never seen anybody do that. So she kind of drew a card, like an outline of herself. So I looked at it like a card. She's in the card handing you the pentacle. So, you know, I don't really, can't really make what it is out, but I believe that it's either I don't even know what the One of Pentacles mean. I would have to look it up. So you want to get on your computer and look it up. And if none of that, if she didn't leave money or she didn't have, you know, the One of Pentacles is growth, I'm hearing. So maybe she wants you to look up the card to see what you're, you know, what's coming up for you.
Oh, I definitely will.
Okay. Well, do you have and your grandmother is
Honey, are you talking about pulling a card, the One of Pentacles? Is that what you're talking about?
No, she handed me her grandmother handed me a big pentacle,
yeah.
And then she drew lines around her and the pentacle to make her look like a card. So I'm assuming that she and
oh.
I should assume. So I don't know if she's handing you a pentacle. Or she's drawing this card. She's in the card, handing you this big pentacle.
I thought you were saying you're pulling a One of Pentacles card to give to her, and I'm going, I don't think that – I've never heard of that card before.
Yeah, she's just giving you this card. It's a pentacle. So I don't know. It's one big pentacle. Is it the Ace of Pentacles, which maybe it's the Ace because I think a one is an ace in the deck. So you can look at it, but she I don't know why, but this is what she's handing me. It's absolutely a pentacle.
Well, the Ace of Pentacles usually always represents financial gain. Always.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what's coming for you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, you do. And maybe that's what she's trying to say to you is hang in there because it's coming.
Yeah. So I hope we helped you.
Oh, you've helped me more than I even expected. Like, all of that really, really resonated with me, especially with the book right in front of me, because I literally have the Book of Intuition right in front of me.
Yeah.
And
it's cool, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah. I tell you, when spirit starts babbling, it's so wonderful. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes you can't tell the difference between whether it's Bonnie or spirit, but, I mean, it's still
it's
wonderful.
It's spirit. Well, I do counseling, but it's so spirit. But I have to tell you this. What's funny is you're going to be doing this later in your life, and you're going to – somebody's going to say the same thing you said to us to you. So I'm hearing this.
Yeah, because both of us got told. I mean, it was quite a few years ago. You know, pick them up because we start reading those books. Do this, try this, do that. You know, and every single thing that I was suggested to try and to experience helped open me up spiritually and open my third eye up and connect me more and more with my God spark. So, you know, follow the – my favorite saying to Bonnie, as she knows, is follow the breadcrumbs.
You know what's so funny? It's really weird, but your grandmother's – before I let you go, your grandmother's handing me a chicken, like a chicken bone.
Okay, all right. What are we doing here now, Bonnie?
well, she's handing me a bone that looks –
I think I know exactly what that may mean because I'm Haitian, and I don't know if you know much about the Haitian culture, but
yes,
there's
I
this
do.
Religion called voodoo, and I never really, like, I really don't know too much about my family, but I'm pretty sure that someone in the line was a, I don't know if you call it a priestess, but
yeah.
Someone was practicing of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's that's why she comes in with this black cauldron, which I happen to love. But she's pushing this right in front of my face, and I'm thinking, what the heck am I going to say about that? But I have to tell you that you know, I love all cultures. So to me, I think that's too cool. Whether you do it or you don't do it,
there's so much gifts and power.
Yes.
And everything, you know, in all the cultures, and it's all about connecting with something
right.
Greater than us.
Yeah, is that so cool? I love that. Well, that's your, you know, I
very
only
cool.
said I I tell everybody, I will bring you the symbols. It's you that has to tell me what it is, because they're your symbols. I don't know your family, and I don't know, you know, but when they give me these symbols, they're not for me. The spirit's giving them to you. So thank you for verifying that, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Samantha.
Samantha,
thank you so much.
We better hear from you, and you better watch TV and find us on the channel sometime, okay?
I will.
Thanks. All right, have a great day.
You.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
I love that. Don't you love that? I mean, how cool is that? I mean, you know, I just wish I could.
The coolest messages just pop up. I mean, it's like, how can you beat that?
I know. I love it. Okay, 561, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi. Wait, okay, well, I muted them.
Hi.
561. Hi.
Hello, hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, Dale.
Hi. I'm calling from West Beach, Florida.
Where are you calling? Wait, I'm in Florida. Where are you calling from?
West Palm Beach.
Oh my goodness gracious. You know where Delray Beach is? Or
it's
Boca?
15 minutes away. Yep, it's 15 minutes away.
Well, you're where I want to be. Oh, my goodness gracious. I love it. In fact, the Boca Beach Club is where I want to hang out. But I don't have, you know, I have to wait till my girlfriend goes, and she goes there, and then she invites me. So, you know, I love it down there. Meisner Square, all the places. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's just what happened to me. One of my girlfriends invited me to her resort and spa in Weston. It's Bonaventure Resort and Spa.
Oh,
and
it
was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I was there with you. Well, how are you today, and how can we help you?
Well, I was hoping that maybe that you can tell me about my Akashic records.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask you a question real quick before she starts, because once she starts, I'm not going to get a word into edgewise.
I love you, girl. It's my first time calling in. It's great.
We love you, too, because, you know, we love our callers. Both of us, I mean, we wouldn't be here without you guys, and we always say that to everybody listening, to anybody out in chat, and anybody who calls in. If it isn't for you, we wouldn't be doing the show, believe me, because we do it to hopefully bring something through to you. Before you go into your Akashic records, because Susan is really, really, really going to rock that, I got to tell you, there's a young boy here with me. I'm not going to say he's young, like a young kid, but they're showing me a young man, and I don't know who this is because you're young, but do you have anybody in spirit that you know, a friend or a relative that has passed young?
How young?
Well, age for me is funny in the spirit world, but I'm going to tell you, he looks like he could be he's young. So old, I can't tell you.
Like,
but he kind
young, of, like, as in a little boy, or maybe like a teenager or a young adult?
Well, it's definitely, you could have one of, it's not a baby. So I'm going to say young, like a friend, like somebody. How old are you? That's a good.
I'm 36.
Okay, so probably anywhere from teenage to 36, because I see somebody young. That has passed.
I don't know of any friends that have passed, but my father died very young. He died at 25.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him. Let me tell you something. I feel like he's saying to me, which is really crazy, but he's saying that he had to go to give you life. So I don't know if that's quite you understand that, and I don't know that you'll ever understand it until you're back with him, but he said that the sacrifices he made, even though they don't seem like sacrifices on the outside, he knew he wouldn't be around, and he knows he can help you better from what his life was up until 25 on the other side. So I do want you to know that you have somebody that that you can count on. I feel like he wasn't that great when he was here on Earth, But as
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Everybody's telling me that, you know, that he was a great person when he wasn't drinking, but when he drank, he was the total opposite.
Yeah.
So
he had his. He died
when I was 2.
Yeah. But he wants you to know that even though nobody gave him credit for being present, that he loved you, even though he couldn't get over his demons more than anything. And he wanted you to know that in death he can give you more than in his life or ever could. So he wants you to know that he's there for you. He is around you. He knows you don't know him, so he doesn't want to frighten you. But he wants you to know that he looks over and at for you, and that if you do ever want him, he will always be there. Just and he's saying snap your fingers. So I don't know if he used to snap his fingers or.
I used to ask for him all the time. You know, I knew he passed. When I got a little bit older, I was told how he passed. And I used to always wonder, you know, just wish that I could talk to him. And as I got older, I started meditating. I moved to Dallas for 3 years. Just got back about a year and a half ago. And, you know, I did the Dallas Psychic Fair thing there, and they're really big into, you know, all this type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's just gotten more intrigued. So I started meditating and trying to reach my higher guides and stuff like that. And something told me to take a picture in my room. I was sitting out in the living room, and I had a big wall mirror. And I took a picture, and it was of my great-great-grandmother who raised my mother. She was looking right back at me. And
yeah.
I couldn't believe it because I had to zoom in. And I called my mom. She's like, don't send me that. I don't want to see that, you know, because she's like, she doesn't like that type of stuff. And she doesn't watch the ghost shows or anything on the TV. But I sent it to her, and she blew my phone up, and it sure was my deceased great-grandmother
yeah.
who raised my mother.
Yeah, I don't really think that she liked your father.
No, she didn't. She hit him in the head with the frying pan.
Yeah, I see that. I just didn't want to say it on air. But the thing is, what I do want you to know is that if you want him, he is around you. When I mean around you, usually when I see people that are really close, they're really on top of their relatives.
Feel energy sometimes
yeah.
around my body, like almost like if you were to put your arm up to a TV that's just turned off and you feel that kind of staticky feeling.
Yeah.
I get that sometimes around my body, and I want to hurry up and grab my camera and take a picture because I always have orbs around me.
Yeah, I feel like the one that's touching you is your grandmother that comes that close. Your father sits away, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you to understand. He knows you want him, and he has to. He really is in. He will help you in your life. He stands back, but he's waiting for the relationship that you and him have till you start to really talk to him, and then he'll be there in a second. So you've got a lot
okay.
of fear around you, honey. But here, Susan, I'm sorry. I hijacked.
Hey, whatever, you know, it's important. I mean, it's important.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You go ahead. Now that you know, and I know that you understand, you're Susan's girl.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what we can find out about, you know, what the heck you came for this ride for. Okay. Okay. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 36.
36?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the soul window where we're kind of like in our grown-up maturity. We want to be
mm-hmm.
real women. We let go of our young girl ways, you know, and that kind of the reality of our mortality starts hitting us because we realize our youth is gone. You know, that's when the first time we walk up to the cosmetic counter and the girl behind the counter says, oh, yes, we have cream for the maturing skin. Yes, and we get called ma'am for the first time, and we go, what the heck? So that's the window that you're in, and it's letting go of young girl ways, of choices that you made when you were younger. And through looking through life through girls' eyes, all of a sudden they, A, don't seem so appealing, or they've changed, or you want more, or you want less. And so that's kind of where you are right now. And it also, you feel the stirrings, potential. So that's the soul window that you're in right now. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. The first thing I want to ask you is what you do for a career now, and what you've done in the past.
Now I'm in between jobs. I haven't had any luck lately, but my background is administrative.
Okay. Has it always been in administrative?
Yes.
Okay. So you've basically always done office and assistance,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay. You so picked the wrong career. You do realize that, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No,
it's like,
don't
well, you know,
it is, please.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like, it feels like that you had the opportunity when you were about 18, 19, 20, to go for it. And for some reason, I don't know whether that is you just go to college, go to tech school, become a nurse,
you hit
whatever
it on
that.
Head right there.
Okay. Whatever it was, you just didn't have enough faith in yourself. And what I'm hearing is from Spirit is that it's not too late. It's never too late. Okay, you might want to check into looking into if you wanted to become a nurse. And find out about getting assistance. There's a ton of it online. There, organizations. You can do it online at home at night. You can get it paid for. But the reason why you feel so stagnant and not going anywhere and everything, because Spirit's trying to say to you, you are a nurturer. You are a healer. You are in the wrong room, girlfriend.
The wrong room in the right life. Susan, I've got to go TT, so can you, like, so I just don't want you
You
to
mean you have to go pee?
TT, not TT. Okay, I am going
I keep
to go
on, I keep on telling her. I said, am I going to have to give you a lollipop or something? For God's sake, you're it's like even a 16-year-old doesn't say that.
I have to TT, and I don't want you to think I left you, because I know you would think that. So you know what? I'm TTing. All right, I'll be back with you.
Okay, go do your business there, Bonnie. Okay. Now, what I'd like to ask you is what you believe your gifts are?
It's really weird because when I went to Dallas, I didn't believe in Reiki. I didn't believe in acupuncture. I didn't believe in none of that. And a friend of mine took me to, like, the Dallas Psychic Fair, and the first thing I went and did was I laid down on the chair with this Reiki master, and she's like, you know, what's bothering you? And I'm like, you know, I have issues with my back. And all she did was say a prayer and lay her hands above me, and she worked each quadrant of my back. And I saw colors and vibrations and things that I've never saw before. And it intrigued me even more. I was like, you got something under this table, you know. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
And then I started going to this class where this gentleman, it just happened to him in his later years, where these entities just come to him and his guides, I guess, and just started to help people. So he started a class. And I was going there to help learn to heal and kind of, like, open up my psychic abilities. And then I went to this medicine man who fell out. He became, I guess, a savant. And he fell out of an addict and became and would see these movies in my head. And he told me, he says, your grandmother says, and my grandmother never knew this, she, my great-great-grandmother, she never knew this, he says, you have healing hands. She wants to know why you didn't go to nursing school. You need to go to nursing school. You have healing hands. And I was just blown away. And he didn't know that. He doesn't know me, you know. And he described
Have you pursued the Reiki? Have you pursued healing classes? Have you done that?
I haven't, because I have not gotten, it's hard for me to say, but I've gotten by with really good pay with what I did, but like I said, I'm stagnant. I haven't gotten my GED. I passed everything but the math. I have a hard time with math. Math is like Chinese to me.
Yeah, because you're a little dyslexic, and what you need is a special tutor. Okay, you can apply for a disability grant in order to get that tutor. You're dyslexic, and so go to someone to diagnose you as that, and then you can apply for a disability tutor, and Bonnie can tell you all about that. All right, and it's like. And to help you pass what you need to pass. When you start going to school for nursing or whatever, once again, applying for a disability grant because you are dyslexic. You need to be get somebody to diagnose you as that. Bonnie can tell you how to go about doing that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I can.
So now, having said all of that, I'm going to ask you again, all right, what do you think that your gifts are? You've told me what everyone else's gifts are, but you have not told me what your gifts are.
Sometimes, I don't even know how to say it because I don't know. I've been told I was all four clairs, but a few things have happened to me to where I had a dream that I was involved in a building and fire was chasing me and it was coming out of the outlets and it was coming out of the walls and it was trying to burn me. And I woke up in a panic, and I don't get dreams like this. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, where's my exit point? 2 days later, the fire happened.
Okay, so there's a possibility you're a dream seer and a healer, no doubt. Energy. Okay. Good. Okay. So you have those two gifts. Good. Okay. So now, next one we want to go to here is that what are the things that you like the most about yourself?
I'm sorry, what are the what?
What are the things that you like the most about yourself?
That's a hard question. I guess I like that
these last two questions that I asked you falls right in line with what I said about, I asked you. I said you have a wonderful time talking about everyone else's gifts, but you have a very difficult time tooting your own horn. So let's get to it, girlfriend. What is it that you most about yourself? Pretend you're Bonnie, and tell me all about what you like about yourself.
Well, I like my facial features. I like my personality when I'm in a good mood. I love talking to people. I love helping people.
Great. Can you hear me? Is there anybody that can hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. Okay, this is as you were opening your book for me, it's interesting because it's like I saw a duck come up out of your book. And I'm going to tell you what this means, all right? It's kind of interesting. One of the things that it's telling me when it's open, and as I've said before, it's in script that I cannot read, or it looks kind of like alien hieroglyphics. I do not have the ability to read it, so they give me symbols in terms of letting me know what it is that's being said. And the first thing with the dust, okay, tells me that you have not incarnated in a while. All right. This is the first time for you in a while. You've been kind of hanging out in the ethers and in the light to be nurtured, okay, and to get some chutzpah. You know what that is? Bonnie, I'll tell you what that is.
No, I
okay.
don't know.
Okay, chutzpah, okay. Because you come from a very, very rough reincarnation from the last time, so you needed to be nurtured and salved and healed. And so this lifetime, the reason why you have such a difficult time giving yourself credit for anything and taking chances is because you're still trying to find your sea legs, okay, of what it's like to be in this energy again. All right. So that's the first thing that I picked up, is that you're kind of you're not a newbie, but it's been a while since you've incarnated in a life, and it's because you were in healing energy for a long, long time. Now I'm going to tell you why. Okay, the energy is split between two symbols. The top symbol is a tool that you are given in order to do the journey of healing yourself. The bottom part is the symbol of why it is that you chose this particular, what it is that you're trying to accomplish in this life, okay? The top part is a no-brainer. All right. It shows, and I'm sure that everyone that is anyone that has done holistic work or seen symbols of this particular symbol of the healing hands that are apart with light coming out of them.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You know, yeah. I mean, Reiki masters use them, healers, massage therapists. I mean, it's all over the internet. So I'm sure, Anelia, you know what picture I'm talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's your tools, all right, is that the fact that of healing energy, and it's not just your hands. Okay, that's why you're so impressed and so drawn to and like, oh, my God, look what they can do. Oh, my God, you know, I want to do that. So it's just about you moving into the right direction. So I'm serious about the whole thing, about about getting yourself diagnosed as being dyslexic. About you have a learning disability that you can get yourself.
There's so many programs out there.
Disabled help that you can get a tutor that will help you pass your GED. Okay, and then from then on in, ride that carpet all the way through to for you to go where you need to go in terms of. You know, even if you just take it as far as being in helping in hospice or helping in medical care or whatever, but you need to get your hands on people.
People.
Okay.
Yeah. People. Well, can I just give her a few things about that?
No, let me finish this. Okay, let me finish this, and then you can give her all the information that you want.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, the bottom part, okay, which is the foundation of what it was, is that let me say it like this. It they're still giving it to me in terms of almost like a rap rhyme. It's like that you were mortified, you were crucified, you were undignified, you were, you know, I mean I don't know who's doing this in a rap version, but that's just how they were mortified, you were undignified, you were, you know, I mean literally it's like that you, the last incarnations, you were like during the Dark Ages, during the witch hunts, during the, what is it?
It was a Christian crusades too.
Yes. What was it when they were like torturing everybody? The Spanish Inquisition. That's what I'm talking about. You lived all those lives, okay? Where, I mean, your healing gifts labeled you as a perfect target, and it's because you were in victim energy during that period of time. And you were naive enough to believe that your during those lives is that in your just innocence of wanting to help others would get you a free pass from persecution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't work. And you still carry it in this life, that your innocence is going to get you a free pass of persecution, and it doesn't. Okay? Mm-hmm. Life is not fair. The only way that it is that we build a strong foundation is that if we believe that in ourselves, that we're authentic with ourselves. It's like if you have a fear, don't look for anybody out there to keep you safe and keep you guarded and keep you, you know, pick up a ball bat, honey.
Right.
You know, and say, right. Hey, don't mess with me. That's what you came here to learn. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's about you understanding this disability that you have. You have to be in acceptance of it. There's a part of you that does, in the way your brain does numbers, okay, it doesn't see them like you're supposed to see them, okay?
Exactly.
It doesn't absorb them. That is a disability. And that's part of that energy of saying, hey, I've got this. I need some help to get what it is that I need to do. Your disability in the past lives is that you had blinders on. It's the same thing. Your brain couldn't compute the fact that you were being persecuted. It's just you just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were usually you were the first one hung, or the first one stabbed, or the first one that went in the pit, because you're going, what?
Wow.
Okay, Bonnie. Oh, do you have a question? Wait, before I release the Kraken. Okay. Do you have an answer, a question? Did you hear that Freudian slip? Do you have an answer for me? I said, and I meant to say, do you have a question for me? But it came out. Do you have an answer?
maybe you can help her.
Yeah,
you know, maybe you can read her case with Gilbert.
Yeah, is that you've got all the answers within you. I mean, it's all there. So, okay. So do you have a question that you want to ask me real quick before I can let her?
No, I mean, I really think you covered it all. It makes sense now that, you know, I understand pretty much everything else except that math. Like I said, it's like Chinese to me.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. So I am so excited if you're done with the questions.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A military soldier that has been out in the front lines and is really suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, that's what you got, honey. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, the lie, just trying to do good, just trying to do God's work in life, it's like I don't know why your soul chose to experience that. You know, that's the bigger picture. I can only tell you that it's what you did, and that's the prince that you came in with.
Okay. You know, and the good news is you're born in the Aquarian age, so now you won't be prosecuted.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're talking major healing.
So, And, you know, I've got to tell you, you can take Reiki online. You can't do the Reiki online, but I know that there are different areas to do it. But what I want to give you is what I'm hearing, okay? And it's really cool. You're just like the last caller, by the way. She's got a lot of gifts, too. The thing is that when you have a disability, and my son has the same one, he can't, math is a jumbled. He can take it to the fifth, but most math goes 8 to 12 characters. So he unfortunately found this out too late. I mean, he could struggle with math and English, and that's what you're going to struggle with is math and English. And really, everything's built around English. So what, they have what they call a 504 form. You can go to your junior college to get your GED and tell them that you're dyslexic. They're going to want a report, and you can go to their psychologist, and they'll document it. And the 504 form gives you the right, because the states pay for it. They love you when you hand that form to them, because they have state programs. Every school has them that have to, they get funded by the state to help you with any type of dyslexic, ADD, ADHD problems. And you are then given, but you have to ask for it, non-charge, it's free of charge, because I've just been doing this with my son, and he's 20. That you will not have to pay for a tutor. They have to give you and allow you to use a calculator in math. That's the thing. If you can learn how to use a calculator, and you got to learn how to use it, and the tutor will teach you, then when you're doing the math problems to get by, you don't have to remember them. You don't have to, they're jumbled because you can't remember how to do what and where to put them.
Yeah, so, I forget which step is what.
Yeah.
I mean, abstract, multiply, divide, that's easy. Anything else, algebra, trigonometry, all that other math.
Forget about it. Right. Well, you're allowed then to use a calculator. And also, if you ask, because my son also has test anxiety, because then he sees it, it's so jumbled up, he knows he's going to fail, and then he gets test anxiety. They will not, they will take you out of the room so that you don't have to take the test with everybody. They'll make accommodations for you to take it as long as it takes you. You have no time on it. So you need to go figure this out. And another thing is that I want to tell you real quick before I move to the next caller is this. I really believe that you need to start with CNA, which is a certified nurse assistant. It's a 6-week course, okay, after you get your GED, and it'll put you directly, really quickly in nursing homes, in Alzheimer's units, which I love, and there you're going to do and find the love of some of patients that really have nothing left. They need somebody to care. From there, I do see you doing healing. You'll be doing the healing anyway, but I feel like Reiki is a really good modality for you, and I believe that I see water. I don't know why water's coming in, but you've got water flowing down. Like, is anybody an aquarium? I see water coming out of like a big carafe. It's just running down. So I don't know if you have an Aquarius, anybody in Aquarius that you're looking at.
My boyfriend, I'm looking at him right now. He's an Aquarius.
Well, I'll tell you, he's going to help you. So I see this right in front of me, and this will help both of you if you do this. You can't stand still. You have to continue to go further. Okay? Tell that Aquarius, my husband. Aquarius. Yeah, well, listen, have a great, I've got to move on, but I hope everything's good, and please let us know what happened.
I will, definitely. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you, Annelle. And hey, you put a lot on your plate. I mean, how brave of you to come back in and say, hey, I'm ready now. Let's go for it.
Yeah. And this time, you're not going to find the persecution in the ways you did before. So please do, or at least take the steps we've kind of, and once you take those steps, doors will start opening and you'll be good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Oh, I love it. Do you believe I saw Aquarius? Where did I mean, you know, it's the funniest thing is, you know me and Aquarius is, I'm like, I dated four of them and then married one, and I don't ever know why. But it's
like you don't know them, right?
Yeah, but you know, the sign of Aquarius is that, you know, pitcher with the water. And I'm seeing this pitcher with water coming down with her looking at it. I'm thinking, what the heck? And then Aquarius came. So cool. I love spirit.
Okay. I know. And I want to remind you of our time frame today, dear. Okay.
Okay. Well, what time is it? 2 o'clock? Is it? I mean, you're already warning me.
No, honey, it's 2:14.
Oh, 2:14.
Make sure
okay.
you have a water in front of you.
Okay, I am going to tell you. I'm going to take one more caller, but I do want to tell you before you all hang up, please don't hang up. We love when you listen. I can tell you that with summer hours, we go about 90 minutes. We try to do 2 hours, but we've got so much going on this summer, and we want to get you all in. So Susan and I, we are going to be here every Monday and Tuesday for at least 90 minutes until September, and then we're going to rock our regular 2-hour show. And when we can do 2 hours, we will, so I won't talk anymore. But I've got to tell you, we do have a caller in chat. And I don't know, Kelly, if you want to come on, because I did say I would take her and tell us, does she want to have this on air? So, Kelly, if you hear me, come in. I can't read what is in chat, because you know I can't read. I'm kind of ADD myself, guys. That's why I know everything. And if I wasn't ADD, I'd be probably able to concentrate much more on things. But here, I know Susan's going to say, Bonnie, be quiet. You have to take somebody already. So I'm going to take the next caller. Unless Kelly gets
you need one of those certificates.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, Kelly, please read to us the question that I said we would take.
Hello?
Yeah, Kelly, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, her question was, let's see, I got to backtrack up here. She said, Bonnie, would you be able to tell who my stepdaughter saw? And this was on Saturday. Saw Saturday night in spirit. Like I said earlier, the energy was extremely heavy in the room. And she did sage it. There was this bit on, you know, difference between white sage and green sage. But she was just wondering who her stepdaughter saw in the room on Saturday night.
Okay. Is her house an old house?
I'm not sure. I'm
like around the 1950s, before the 1950s. I feel like the house, she's saging. The thing is, I feel like the granddaughter was scared, and that's what I need to find out, really, what the feeling was, because I don't feel there was, and I feel somebody was trying to contact her, but she's not ready yet, and I don't feel like, in fact, I have somebody here with me, I don't feel like the person that was contacting her was of a negative spirit. I feel like they were trying to communicate with her, because apparently the family or herself has gifts. And I feel like they were trying to warn her about something. I don't know if what she's doing in her life or what crossroads she's at, but I feel like they were really coming to tell her something, and it wasn't like a happy call, like, hi, I'm here. It was more like a warning. So, and I don't believe it's a bad warning, but it's a warning that they're seeing the granddaughter or whatever she...
Stepdaughter,
that the stepdaughter might be her friends or somebody might be guiding her the wrong way, or she's thinking about doing something, and this spirit just wanted to come real quickly to warn her. But don't be afraid, because I don't feel like it's a bad spirit or a spirit that, not that spirit's bad, but I don't feel it was a spirit that was negative. So I hope that helps you.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right, and if she asks,
it'll be in archives. Yeah, I'm not seeing her on the board. We've been having some issues with people getting booted out today, so I was going to say that too. If you guys get
yes,
off,
yeah, you think?
Like
I mean, it's like crazy. Wait,
there was two of you in the room, and there was two Bonnie.
Wait. I mean, hey, Susan, I got kicked off. I got kicked off, and they weren't letting me back on. They said our board was full,
I know, they logged me on twice. There were two of me on there. And then they kicked me off. It's like, I mean, what are you going to say? It's just crazy.
Yeah. So I'm going to,
What is all this back chat?
hear this? Hello? Now I'm off the air.
I think we lost Bonnie again, actually.
Oh, is that what it, Bonnie's the one that's got all the chatter in the back. Okay.
Hopefully she'll walk back in.
Okay. Bonnie's off the air. Now, who's running the board? Are you running the board or is she running the board?
I haven't paid that much attention. Who's the last area code that you guys talked to?
Oh, God. You got to be kidding. She's the one that knows it. She's always the one that says, hi, 704.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to look at the person who's held the longest here, and I'm going to put them on. It's area code 678. 678
okay.
is on with us. Go for it, Susan.
Hi. Hello. My name's Elizabeth.
Hi. How are y'all?
I'm great. I'm calling from Atlanta.
We lost Bonnie, but she's going to be back on in a moment. What can we do for you?
Okay, well, I'll be 40 on August 10th, and I am ready for a financial breakthrough.
You have what?
I'll be 40 on August 10th, and I'm just ready for a financial breakthrough. Do you see that coming through before my birthday?
A financial break? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Okay. Are you working, or are you out of work, or?
I just became unemployed, and I'm looking right now.
Okay, how long have you been unemployed?
For 2 weeks.
Honey, you're a baby. Okay, what do you do for a living?
Healthcare. I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?